As we celebrate today the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we have to go back to the time when our Lord was born. And Our Lady and Saint Joseph brought the child Jesus to the temple. And Simeon told our Blessed Lady that a sword would pierce her heart. The word that is used there for sword is not the normal word for a sword. It is a word that is used only two times in the entire New Testament. While sword is mentioned dozens of times in the New Testament, that particular word is only used twice. Once when Simeon spoke it, and once in the book of Revelation, when it talks about how Jesus would slay his enemies with the sword of his mouth. So the sword that is being spoken of is not a physical sword, but rather a sword of sorrow. And so it is in that that we see that Our Lady has participated completely in the work of redemption. What she was spared in the time of our Lord's infancy, she now had to endure when he was 33. She did not have any pain in the childbirth of our Lord, but she had great pain in the birth of us. She is our mother, and there at the foot of the cross, her heart was opened, not physically, but spiritually. Just as we can say that in order to conceive Jesus in her womb, she first had to conceive in her heart, but when she conceived the person of our Lord, she conceived the whole person of our Lord. That is the whole mystical Christ as well. That means that she conceived you and me and every other person who would believe in her Son. And so her heart had to be opened so that, spiritually speaking, we could be born. And so what she did not have to endure physically in the birth of her Son, she endured spiritually in the birth of her spiritual children. What she did not have to endure in Bethlehem, when Herod in all of his cruelty came and sent his soldiers to kill all of the baby boys, she now had to watch happen 33 years later. And so when we ask the question, as some people do, why did God allow that to happen to the babies, but he spared his own Son? It doesn't look fair. He didn't spare his Son. But rather, it was just a matter that because of the very purpose of our Lord coming into this world, it was not for him to die yet as an infant, but rather to die when he was 33. But it was also for our Blessed Lady to participate fully in that. That's the part that we have to understand, that she gave her entire life to the mission and the person of the Messiah. And standing at the foot of the cross, she united herself with the sacrifice of her Son. So especially for those of you who are moms, to think of watching one of your children endure what our Lord went through, and yet at the same time to have such charity that not only are you not going to be angry at the people who are doing this to him, you're going to love them. And you're going to pray that what is happening on the cross is going to bring about their conversion and their salvation. And as much as this sword of sorrow was tearing her heart wide open, the love of our Blessed Lady allowed her even a sense of joy, because she knew why her Son was dying. She understood that this was for the rest of her children. And so we see that spiritual love that Our Lady had, a love which only a mother would be able to have for her children. And to think that she actually said yes to the likes of you and me is pretty amazing. But that's exactly what she did. And that she was willing to offer her son and unite herself with that offering so that people like you and me would be able to go to heaven and be with her for all eternity. That's pretty remarkable. Well, it's truly astounding is what it is. Once again, the love that only a mother would be able to have. So she endured all that sorrow. She went through all of this with her son. But she did it all because of love. Everything Jesus did was because he loved us. If Our Lady was going to be united with him, she did it for the same reason. And so we look at the passion of our blessed Lord, and therefore we have to look also at the compassion of our Blessed Lady. The word compassion means to suffer with. So she suffered with Jesus in all that he endured. You can go point by point by point through the passion of our Blessed Lord. You cannot think for a split second that the sensitivity of that mother's heart would not have been united with him in every single aspect of his suffering. And it was. And once again, for the same reason. She didn't just endure it because she had to. In other words, if one of our children was being put to death for capital punishment for whatever reason, yeah, you might have to go through it with them just because you don't have an option. That wasn't Our Lady. She chose to do this. And she chose to do this not only because of her love for her son, but because of the love for us. So think about that, knowing that her son is God, knowing that humanity chose to put God to death. So again, when we look around in our own society and we see God being pushed right out of society, it shouldn't be a surprise. That's exactly what happened 2,000 years ago. And how that must have broken Our Lady's heart to think that we would reject her son, that we would say, crucify him, that we would rejoice that he was put to death. That is what humanity did. How tragic for that mother who does nothing but love. And even with that, even with humanity's reaction, that she would continue to love. That never once did she lash out, but rather with full compassion, she forgives us. It is amazing. It is astounding when we think about our Blessed Lady's love for us and the love of God that he would give us, his mother. What an amazing thing. Woman, behold your son. And to the disciple, behold your mother. The disciple, once again, it doesn't say the apostle. It says the disciple. That's you and me. The disciple is a student, a learner. We are to come to Our Lady. She has been entrusted to us. Look at the love that she has for us. Can we have the love enough to open our hearts and allow her in? It's what she did for us. She had to say yes before she could conceive her son. And that yes, again, was not just to the physical, historical person of Jesus, but to the mystical person of Christ. She said yes to us, and she continued to say yes right to the very end. And thankfully, as a mom, she continues to say yes in heaven. But as we know, love cannot be forced on anybody. It has to be freely received. That means we have to learn from our mother to open our hearts to the invitation of God and to say yes. That will come, of course, with a sword. There will be much sorrow, because with love, there's going to be much pain. But it is precisely that which has gained for our Blessed Lady the office of the queenship. Because of her love, because of her suffering, united with Jesus, she is the Queen of Heaven. She is the highest person, human person, in heaven. So if we are willing to allow her in, to allow her Son into our hearts, to allow that sword to pierce our hearts as well, that will gain for us the glory of eternal life. We won't be the highest in heaven, and that's not going to matter. All that will matter is that we are there, and that we can rejoice with her, and we can glorify our blessed Lord for all eternity.